Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Game 5 of the World Series taking place tonight, 5 o'clock.
Hang on. Let's back up a sec. Let's chat about Game 4.
Do we have to?
Shall we? Well, you were very high and mighty after talking about Game 3. I thought, why not spend some time on Game 4 last night? What was the... Hang on, I can't seem to find it. What was the final score?
Wasn't good, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it ended up with the Blue Jays scoring more runs than the Dodgers.
You don't even know. You're not even a real fan. You don't even know the score. You're Googling
really can't.
It was 6-1.
I don't know why I can't get on the internet right now. Something's wrong with the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Anyway, big win for the Jays. That means the series is all tied up.
Yeah.
2-2, which makes tonight's game so much so. It's almost like a mini clincher almost. Because whoever wins tonight, I mean, it's right there.
More.
It's within your reach.
We are starting clean slate. Again.
That's right. Which
tonight.
Is so crazy. Well, Kel, you've been doing nothing but blaring I Love LA every time the Dodgers win.
And not every time.
It was almost. And I'm kind of sick of it. So I decided to take matters into my own hands and create a fun little parody song.
Oh, great.
I said, Randy Newman, move aside.
No.
Oh,
you did not.
I did. Here.
Don't mess with a classic.
I'm giving everybody this morning a little taste of I Love Toronto. You ready for this?
No, I'm not.
All right, here we go. Big game for a win. Last night in L.A. Hey, Toronto, let's start planning that parade. We'll take that win tonight because we are so polite. We really are. We're very polite.
Wow.
Ryan Reynolds, Avril Lavigne, maple syrup, plate of poutine. Goodbye, Shohei. It's in the bag, eh? Wait for it. We're just two wins away. Let's go, Blue Jays.
I hate it.
Go Jays!
That was horrible.
You like it?
No.
Two more wins, and the World Series trophy is coming home to Toronto, Canada.
You know what? After hearing that, you want to be a dual citizen. I think we should take away your American citizenship. What a traitor. Who takes a classic like I Love LA and changes any words of it?
Look, I'll come back home after the parade.
You're welcome, not welcome,
welcome
back
me with
home.
Open arms.
Kelly and Anthony on KFRA.
Full-on meltdown moment the other day. Do you remember we talked about car wash anxiety?
Yes.
How you go into the car wash and you're always worried something is going to happen. Well, it happened to me yesterday. I accidentally had them shut the entire car wash off.
Oh, my gosh. Was it one of those car washers where you're supposed to, like, pull up, throw it neutral, then it's, like, grabbed by those little wheels?
Yeah, you get on the tracks.
And pulls you through. Okay.
So I get on the tracks. I'm in my brand-new Suburban that I'm not very familiar with. Hence that I didn't know how to put it in neutral. So when she's giving me the sign, put it in neutral, I freaked out because I didn't know how to do that. Instead, I put on the emergency brake and all of a sudden you hear that. The entire car wash stops. And now I'm in full-blown panic. Like, I'm sweating. She's trying to look at me through the soapy window, giving me the, you okay? I am pressing every single button in my starship of a car. Finally figure out, okay, I need to pull the lever towards me. But in order to do that, I have to step on the brake. So once again, I'm braking on the track. And the whole thing is like, I was sweating. I needed to go through the car wash personally after this.
I wish you got to the point where you were sweating so much, like, I got to cool off, and you rolled the window down, not thinking, get a blast of soap to the face.
It was one of those, once I finally got through and my heart rate kind of dropped, that I was like, do you just drive off? Like, I really need to vacuum my car, too. But they're going to know, oh, that's the lady that stopped the entire car wash.
Have I really earned the clean car at this point?
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. You've got problems? They've got answers. Kelly and Anthony's DM Dilemma.
All right, anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast it out on the radio and try and get you the best help, just like Gianna did, not her real name. Here's what she said. Hey, y'all, I was hoping to get some advice. My husband and I have shared finances. I recently got a check in the mail for a class action lawsuit involving my company. It was roughly for about $1,300. I was super excited getting in the mail because I wasn't expecting it. My husband starts talking about adding it to our joint savings, but I don't want it in the joint savings. I'm usually all for boosting our savings, but I was really looking forward to putting some of it towards my credit card and taking some of it to buy new clothes. I don't know what to do.
Who are you siding with here?
I'm going to side with Gianna. I mean, it's your money. Granted, you have shared finances, but even if you put it towards your credit card, isn't that part of your shared debt? It's still going to the same place. Do what you need to do with that money.
What if they have separate credit cards?
Even still, it's combined debt. They're married.
I gotta side with the husband here, Gianna.
Tell me why you have claim to her check.
If they already share finances, it kind of makes sense to keep the what's yours is ours vibe going. I know you probably want to go on a little shopping spree. You want to do a little something for yourself, which, yes, fine, but maybe take a chunk of that payment. You said what, $1,300?
Maybe take
$1,000 of it, throw it in the savings, and then you can go do, you know, whatever you want with like $300.
What if the credit debt is $1,300? Why wouldn't you pay that off and save what you're going to pay on interest? Because it's all saving you money in the long run as a couple.
I'd say that's a pretty good credit limit, first and foremost. You got that much on your card?
I don't know. I don't know Gianna's life. I'm just trying to help her out with some problems.
I don't know. That is nice that you got the check sent to you, has your name on it. But again, at the end of the day, why does that make it different than other money coming in somewhere else should go into the savings?
But it's not like she's saying, I'm going to take it all and I'm just going to go blow it at the casino. She's going to use the
she's
money.
She's going to blow it on shopping.
No, she said maybe some clothes. Okay, I added the
right
word some.
Kelly, if you were to go to the store right now, you said, yeah, I might go get like a new dress or something. Is there only going to be one dress in your cart by the time you're done?
Yes.
You leave you alone in the store, you're going down every single aisle, you're finding deals, you're finding things that fit, and all of a sudden,
to save our family money.
There goes more of that money in the cart.
All right.
Give me the bulk.
Who lays claim to this money? We need your advice in today's DM dilemma. You can call or text us 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Her money? His money? Whose is it? DM dilemma. We have Gianna, not her real name, sent us a message that she got a lawsuit claim sent to her, a check for $1,300. When it came to her, it was unexpected. She said, you know what? I really want to use this money to pay off some credit card debt, maybe do a little bit of shopping. She brought it up to her husband, who she shares an account with, and her husband said, no, we're going to put it into savings. She doesn't want to do that. Who has the right claim to this money?
In that big story you just told me, the one thing I took was they share an account,
yeah,
right? They share money. Text from the 909, it says, well, that's her money. I would say the same thing to him. Regardless of joint finances, everyone has some independence to money they earn. I'm sure he spent a pretty penny on some stuff too. Okay, when you've both agreed to combine finances, there's no my money. There's no your money. You're together. It is your money together. Okay.
Please.
No, that's
you
it.
Finish.
I'm zipping. Zip.
Okay. I'm going to take your logic there.
Okay.
That it's your money.
Okay.
On the same hand, if it's your money and she has credit card debt, then it's your debt, both of you. So why not take that money that she wants to pay off her credit card, which probably has a higher interest rate than whatever money they're earning in their savings account, and pay that off?
I mean, I guess you could.
Yeah, maybe. She could, because guess what? Her name's on the check.
Maybe Gianna has a shopping problem.
Oh.
That's a lot of money on the credit card.
What if it was for groceries? You don't know what she's using her credit card for. You don't know Gianna's life.
We'll follow up with her. We'll see.
Jason, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
For sure, situation-based. If you have a lot of credit debt, the one thing is she worked and earned that, and it's almost like a bonus check, but it's from a lawsuit, and she didn't know. But if you together have a shared amount of credit debt, I would say that's the most important thing to get rid of for the compounding interest. But I do agree with maybe she can take some of it and spend and celebrate, you know, on herself, because she is working also.
Yeah, and maybe if she wants to be nice, maybe pick him up a little something too. It is a little bit of extra money.
But now you're blowing more money. I'll get a little something for him, I'll get something for her, and now there's nothing going into the savings.
Okay, then don't get him anything, and you, girl, go get your shoes.
Yep, exactly. It's always better to pay off your credit cards, but it's all situational best. If they don't have any credit debt, then I say blow it.
It's your financial advisor, Jason.
Yes. No more money advice from Jason.
I don't know if we should go with Jason's advice. 909 says, I recently took some money out of my 401k. I wanted to pay off some of my debt, but when I took the money out, I put some money in a separate account my husband doesn't know about.
Okay, that's a whole other topic. If you're hiding money from your significant other, you do that? You got multiple accounts, Kel?
I am not going to incriminate myself.
I knew there was something there.
We have a trick and a treat for you with the Stagecoach Sneaky Sound. The trick is you have to identify the sound. The treat is we'll send you to Stagecoach if you can.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Cassie calling from Eastvale.
Cassie, Anthony said this is the toughest sound ever. Do you think you know what it is?
Is it Crushing It by Brad Paisley?
Is the sound a song from Brad Paisley? It is not. You are incorrect.
Okay.
Get your next guest ready because we are playing again at 8:30. Right now with our DM dilemma, Gianna got a settlement check from a recent lawsuit. $1,300 she got in the mail. She did tell her husband about it, and he immediately thought we should put it in our joint savings. Gianna wanted to use that money to pay off a credit card and maybe do a little shopping. She's wondering, what's the right thing to do?
I think a little shopping leads to a lot more shopping. Before you know it, the money's gone.
I think you're assuming that she has a shopping problem.
Look at how much she has on her credit card.
We don't know how much she has on her credit card.
Mentally, for me, it's a lot.
That might be your credit card you're thinking about.
It's reminding me I got to pay mine off. But I got to side with the husband here. I would say put 90-ish percent of it into the savings.
Why? Your savings is not going to yield you enough money to pay the interest on your credit card.
What if they're saving up for something big? What if
pay off the debt so that you can continue to save. Don't put yourself further in debt to save money.
We don't know about their debt issues.
Sarah in Temecula, can you shed some light on this? What do you think?
That's a hard one. I think that maybe it should be split.
So kind of like having a joint account, putting money in there because they share it together.
Yes.
Wait, do you mean split between the two of them or split, put a little bit in savings and a little bit on the credit card?
Yes, that option.
So maybe making a compromise.
Yes, that's how I would do it.
949 says, in my family, found money gets split 50-50. We each do whatever we want with it. So, all right, that works. Here's your $650. You could put it in savings. I'm going to take my $650, pay off a little bit of my credit card debt, and then I'm going to go to Citrus Plaza.
Yeah, I believe that. Okay, I don't want to make it sound like the husband's cracking the whip. Like, hey, that money needs to go in there. You should be able to have a healthy conversation of, hey, I want to do a little bit of shopping. Then, yeah, absolutely. You know what? Go ahead. But we also have to remember down the road, this money's really going to come in handy when we have it in our savings. Wouldn't you agree? It's not the fun thing to do. I completely agree.
Oh, I get being responsible, but she is trying to be responsible. She wants to pay off the credit card debt.
Put it in the savings. Microphone's off.
All right.
Final word.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.